Welcome to the Rudd Report with Lauren Rudd. Here's Lauren.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Rudd Report, and I'm Lauren Rudd, and I'm here every Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5. This gentleman, Stephen Key, has some very good ideas. He has a book out. I have it right here in front of me called One Simple Idea for Startups and Entrepreneurs. Live Your Dreams and Create Your Own Profitable Company. Now, I'm going to give you just a very brief background, and I'm going to have Stephen say it in his own words. But this gentleman's had a very interesting career. He began as a craftsman selling his product at craft fairs and road shows, and he went on to become an internationally successful inventor and product marketeer, designing everything from toys to labels and even working at Disney. So he has authored a best-selling line of advice books called One Simple Idea. And now this one's called One Simple Idea for Entrepreneurs and Startups. His books have been featured on virtually every major news and information program. He maintains a blog with candid advice for business people from all avenues and backgrounds to maximize their success. So with that, Stephen, are you on the line with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for that introduction.
You've got quite a background, my man. I'm very impressed with what I read, and I was actually quite impressed with your book.
And well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm like everybody else out there. When I first got out there in the workforce, I wasn't quite sure if I could make a living, especially finding something I really love to do. And I've been very fortunate that I figured out how to come up with ideas and bring them to market myself, either through licensing, which was the first book, and now the second book, which is really starting your own company with a simple idea. And that's what I've done for many, many years.
You know, starting your own company, I'm going to ask you to sort of elaborate a little bit more on how you actually, you know, brought this about. But, you know, I was just sort of trying to figure out, what do I want to talk about with your book? You know, what is one of the things I faced? Because I recently had to go back into business for myself. I was working with some other guys, and our arrangement didn't work out. And I had not had my own company for several years. Before that, I had it for about 17 years, but I had sort of sold it off for medical reasons, and things got much better. I decided to go back into business, and I did that and linked up. But to make a long story short, I recently, 6 months ago, I had to go back into business myself. And there was one overwhelming, even though I'd been in business for many years, one overwhelming problem that I had to overcome. And you address it very nicely in your book, and that's fear.
Yes.
When you start a business, you have a fear of being successful or not being successful, a fear of how you're going to pay your overhead, how you're going to pay your salaries, how you're going to find customers, what are you going to, you know, the fear of rejection. You tell people you think you have a great idea, you think you're very successful at what you do, and you talk to somebody and they say, hey, that's all very nice, but I'm using your competitor down the street. You know, a couple of days like that, and you say, hey, why did I even bother with this thing? I mean, maybe I should have just lived off Social Security or something. But no, you get over it. But why don't you address some of the ideas in your book, and
sure,
you know, what people, you know, what kind of advice can you give? Because there's a lot of people who I talk to who are thinking about going into business for themselves.
Well, first of all, that's a very real feeling that everybody has. You know, if I start a business, am I going to fail? Do I have enough experience? Do I have enough money? All this stuff, it runs through each entrepreneur's mind when they first start out. And I'm here to tell everybody that's normal. You should have concern. But to really prepare yourself, you need to look at your idea, your product, and first of all, test it. See if you really have a good idea. And there's ways of doing that so you don't spend a lot of money and eventually don't end up with a garage or a warehouse full of stuff you cannot sell at the end of the day. So I'm a big believer. I'm a no-risk entrepreneur. I'm one of those guys that, yeah, I'm a little fearful too. So I like to test an idea. And there's all these ways of testing it, especially your package, your product, before you spend a lot of money and say, hey, do I have a winner here? And the first thing I'm going to recommend to everybody is that you have to do the math. You have to look at your product and understand your manufacturing cost. You have to reach out to some retailers, show them a sell sheet or a prototype, and say, hey, what do you think? Go down to the local retailer and show them what, you know, what do you think about this idea? Or talk to someone in your town, an angel investor, someone that has started companies before that's looking for an investment. Show them your idea, how you want to build a company. Say, hey, what do you think? Those guys are so brutally honest that they're going to give you some great advice. So I'm all about the way to strip away the fear is to really understand, hey, what am I going to do? Put together a one-page, like a little easy business plan. Hey, this is my idea. This is what I'm going to do. Grab that information. Now, don't make assumptions. Grab real information and put it in that one-page business plan. Make it really simple. What am I going to do? What's it going to cost? And at the end of the day, can I put money in my pocket before you spend a lot of money? That's the first thing I would recommend everyone to do.
I agree with you. I will add one footnote. If someone says it's not going to work or don't do it, that does not mean that you run with your tail between your legs and you say, hey, well, you know, I'm going to, you know, hop into bed, assume the fetal position and just, you know, cry myself to sleep. No, that's not what you do. Now, and I'll give you a real live example, because when we were looking at buying this radio station that I'm talking to you on right now, and there's three of us that own the station. We were looking around. I went to a friend of mine, and he's had radio stations. He sold 10 radio stations to Clear Channel. And I said, I'm going to buy a radio station. And because I was looking for some financing. And he said, don't do it. He said, you do not want to buy a radio station. There is no money in radio stations. You don't want to do a radio station. I sold radio stations. I know what I'm talking about. Whatever you do, don't buy the radio station. Well, to be honest, I walked out of there and I said, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to buy a radio station. And I did. We did. We bought the radio station and it's become very successful. Now, just because somebody throws cold water on your plans does not mean that you could be totally wrong. Is that, I mean, you see if you agree.
You're right. But you know what it does? And I'm sure it did this for you. It made you look at it a little closer.
Oh, yes. No question.
That information was really important. Now, maybe you said, hey, forget what you know, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. But you took that information, you processed that information, and you came up with a better way of doing it. So
yeah.
I think that information is critical. Even if they throw water on it, find the holes, find the problems, and then fight through them. But first of all, go out and talk to other people in the industry, which you did, which is great.
I agree with you. And the thing is that now if 15 people had come to me and said, you know what, you're walking into a quicksand here, I might have reevaluated my position. But what we did was I tried to ask them what was wrong with opening or buying a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have an answer. What he did was, you know, there was a time when he had the opportunity to sell his holdings in radio stations for what I call an exaggerated sum of money, and he took his money and he ran. Well, that's fine, but we were looking at establishing more of a community service. We wanted a real live talk radio station here in Sarasota, Florida, and that's what we've tried to accomplish. So while we were trying to make money at it, no question, because that's why people go into business, that was not necessarily our overriding goal. It might have been of our investors, but I mean, our overriding goal was to establish a community service that is, in our vision, a talk radio station that's local.
Sure.
And has real live, honest people in it. But I agree with you. One of the things you should do is evaluate your idea against what other people say, people especially who have experience in starting either that business or businesses in general.
There's a chapter in my book called Watch Your Back, and it's about reaching out, looking at your competitors, reading between the lines on their, looking at their product on their website, really understanding what they're doing and finding your point of difference. That's really your magic, right? And I think that's what you probably did once, you know, you started reaching out to people and they were giving you some advice. Maybe it was good, maybe it wasn't so good, but you looked at their business model and said, hey, look, this isn't the same as mine. So.
Yep.
And that type of information is critical, and it's out there, and all you have to do is pick up the phone and get it.
But you hit an even more important point, and that is you got to have a business plan. And I don't mean just a back of an envelope business plan. you really got to know what you want to do, what you're trying to accomplish, and what you want to, you know, what kind of revenue and cost basis is going to come out of it. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree totally. And we have another area in the book where we call Do the Math. But
right.
We interviewed 5 other entrepreneurs, and we asked them that they were very successful starting small companies. But what was amazing, all 5 didn't have business plans. But what they all said, and even myself included, I'll even raise my hand, I didn't have one either when I first started one of my companies. But I was asking myself the same questions that you're going to ask yourself when you write a business plan. I just didn't formally put it in a business plan, but I was asking myself, what is my vision? What's my objective? You know, what is really my business? How am I going to grab customers? How large is my business? What's my manufacturing costs? What are going to be my expenses? I did all this in my mind, but I didn't put it in a formal business plan.
Okay, we need to take a quick break. When we come right back, I'll be right back with you. So we need to thank our sponsors, look at Traffic Weather and Steven, and I'll be right back. Just hold your thought.
Here's a message from the Dottoli Cancer Center in Sarasota. If you or someone you care about has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, we know getting the most comprehensive, up-to-date information regarding your treatment options is of utmost importance to you. That's why when you log on to dattoli.com, that's dottoli.com, you'll find answers to many of your questions. Plus, if you've been treated for prostate cancer to only have the cancer reoccur after a 6-month period or so, we want you to know that you still have options. Due to our proven combination of dynamic adaptive radiation and brachytherapy, seed implantation, we've been able to post the longest published cure rates in the world. Log on to Dottoli.com or call us at 1-877-DOTTOLI. That's 1-877-328-8654 for more information. Reputation, experience, and successful treatments. That is what has made the Dottoli Cancer Center for over 10 years a world leader in the treatment of prostate cancer.
Hi there, traffic is a service of Southwest Florida College. Bonita and Gardenia, a crash. The trail in East Bay and Osprey, activity ongoing there from a crash. And 64 to 75 got a crash as well. All these reportedly now, no lanes blocked. Southwest Florida College is a community of people who genuinely care about the outcome of each individual person. Check it out. Keep it real. Online, swsc.edu for more information. I'm Dave Anderson here with you. WSRQ, the voice of Sarasota.
From the studios of WSRQ, here's your Suncoast Weatherbug forecast. I'm Dr. Thayer. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 69, patchy fog after 2 a.m. Tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Mostly sunny, high 85. Tomorrow night, slight chance of rain before 2 a.m., patchy fog after 5 a.m., partly cloudy, low 70. I'm Dr. Thayer, and that's your Suncoast weather from 106.9 FM and 1220 AM WSRQ, the voice of Sarasota.
A new way to wake up on the Suncoast. Imus in the morning, right here on 106.9 and 1220 AM WSRQ.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Rudd Report, and I'm Lauren Rudd. I'm here every Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 talking to you about my favorite topic. I hope yours, Wall Street. Now, if you missed the first half of the show, that's unfortunate for you because I have a very interesting guest on. All my guests are interesting, by the way, folks. Just thought I might mention that. His name is Stephen Key, and he's got a very interesting book out. It's called One Simple Idea for Startups and Entrepreneurs. Now, this book, while it is oriented somewhat towards retail entrepreneuring, and you may remember that I had two ladies on the show not too long ago who they had the idea of a purse. They looked around. They saw mothers that were carrying purses that had stuff for their babies, plus they had a lot of other things that women carry, and the purses didn't look like they were efficient. They didn't look like they were particularly attractive. And so they decided they were going to design a more attractive solution to the problem. They did it, and they now have 33 employees. They have outlets in every state, just about. And, you know, they really have taken that business off. And all they do is make handbags for women, or a special kind of handbags for women. So, they started out, and they thought the problem out for a couple of years before they actually went into production. Now, Stephen, you're with me?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you? I've been monopolizing the conversation a little bit too much here. Why don't you tell people a little bit about, you know, take them through some of the steps in your book and things that you recommend that people do, and at the same time point out to them why they can get more depth information out of your book.
Oh, absolutely. I'm, like I had mentioned earlier, I'm a no risk type of guy, and I took a small little product myself, and it was actually a guitar pick, and we changed the shape, and we ended up being a Disney licensee. We were in Walmart and 7-Eleven, and we sold them all around the world with an idea that had been around for 50 years. We didn't really do that much different, but we saw an opportunity. So one simple idea for startups is really about having an idea, number one, that is simple. And what I mean by simple, it's easy to explain. You're not reinventing the wheel here. It's an idea that is small, and I like to share this with everybody, that if your idea is small, it's going to be easy to ship, easy to inventory, it's going to be easy to do a demo, it's going to be easy to put it on the store shelf, and guess what? It's going to be easy to start up manufacturing, because it's probably not going to cost you that much. So the book walks you through the process of identifying opportunity, first of all, and I think there's wonderful opportunities in many, many industries where you don't reinvent the wheel, but you find a small improvement on an existing idea, and you bring it to market, you know, yourself, starting a small company. And, I mean, I'm not talking about being a huge company here. I'm talking about running a company at your house, or maybe having a small office in town where you've got 10 employees or maybe 20, 30 employees, where you love what you're doing, you create a smart product that you can ship, where you don't have to, you know, mortgage your house, where you can run your company and be happy with what you're doing, but also how to keep innovating to stay ahead. A lot of the books out there about how to start a company up, they don't really talk about, number one, doing the math. We talked about that in the first part of the show, making sure that the math made sense. At the end of the day, I'm going to put money in my pocket by doing a business plan, by testing it first. Hey, do I have a product that people really want? And then the other part of the book that I think is people are really going to enjoy is there's so much opportunity. There's so many, I call them like the crumbs. All these big companies leave so much on the table, things, little crumbs on the table that don't mean anything to them, but they're million-dollar businesses to us. So it's about how to find those opportunities, how to exploit, how to look at your competitors, their product, their website, and how to really, I wouldn't say to out-design them, but to find...
That's a good word. Out-design is a good word. I like that.
Yeah, I just think they leave so much because they're so busy that there's so much opportunity for us. And what I like about it, if you keep your product small, simple, and inexpensive, you can do it yourself without breaking the bank, right? And yeah. I like that because a lot of us feel like we have to raise money, we have to go to the bank, and we all know how hard that is these days. But if you put a little skin in the game, some of your own money, and you start small, you start regional, and you build your business one brick at a time by finding your point of difference, by using social media to create your army, to create those people that just love your product, you can do things the big companies cannot do. And that's what the book is all about, is how to take a simple idea and create a profitable company yourself.
What about marketing? How would you market a product?
You know, I love this. My wife, you know, she's one of those MBAs that went to Northwestern and Stanford, and she's got all the degrees in marketing and everything else. And she'll talk your head off about branding and marketing, but I really break it down. I just like to go down to the store, I look at my competitors, and I look at their packaging really close. Why do people pick it up? What is the benefit on their package? I mean, what is the color? What is the font? Who's buying it? I might even ask the guy behind the counter, tell me a little bit about this product. Why do people buy it? So I really want to understand the end user. How are they visualizing? How are they imagining, they use that product? Why do they love that product? Then I step back, and I try to find my point of difference. I tell everybody, you need to find that little point of difference, and you need to put a package together that just screams, pick me up, I'm friendly, this company is going to be trustworthy. It's all those things that you can do just by observing what your competitors are doing. They have spent tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on their packaging, on their marketing. Look at what they're doing. But what they cannot do is that when you start small, you can be transparent. You can give great customer service. You can be that company that really listens to them. So it's about loving your customer, loving the retailer that's going to carry your product, understanding your competition, take full advantage of all the things that they've done, and then step back and do it a little different. Put your mark on it. Put your brand on it. And that's what I like about marketing. There isn't a, marketing has changed so much in the last 5 years.
That's true.
So
no question.
It just has. Everything has. So there's some wonderful books. Mine, I think, is one of them. There's some other ones that I'm reading to keep me current. But I can tell you this. Being small is fantastic today. You can be fast. You can be agile. You can do all the things the big guys cannot do. And people on social media, they don't want to talk to companies. They want to talk to the owners. They want to talk to people. And that's the advantage we have today. Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was looking at your book here for a second. Tell me a little bit more about advertising. Do you advertise your product?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, no, I don't. What I was doing when I started this one little company called Hot Picks, what I did is that I traded ad space for product. I found the magazines that could use my product, and they could use it as a premium, a giveaway, and for that they gave me ad space. But you know what I did? I looked at my competitors and how they were marketing themselves, and they had the big ads and then all the national magazines. Well, I couldn't do that. And I looked at what their marketing was, and they were really going after the big name bands as endorsing their product. I couldn't do that. So I went after all the garage bands. I went after everybody. I didn't make a guitar pick just for musicians. I made a little product that was lifestyle for everybody.
What was unique about your product? Why did people buy your product?
Well, you know, the company that my main competitor, in fact, my main competitor even made my product for me at the end of the day, which is really amazing. But they missed something. They missed the boat on that. Their whole marketing and branding was having the best quality guitar pick, and it all looked the same. And they are great guitar picks. But what we did, we changed the shape of guitar picks into lifestyle, from skulls to Mickey Mouse. We even used different materials that when you move them back and forth, it created like little mini movies. We created lifestyle. So instead of just selling to musicians, which we did, I sold to everyone, from teenagers to moms and dads to everybody, people that love country western, to rock and roll, to heavy metal. You named it. We expanded the whole industry. So we sold tens of millions. They didn't even see the opportunity. They didn't realize that a guitar pick was a souvenir. It was collectible, and kids collected them, and they didn't even see it. But we saw it when we went to their website and said, wow, everybody loves these little things, but why do they have to be the same? Why can't you change the shape? Why can't you change the material? So we didn't completely reinvent the guitar pick. But what we did is that we made a slight modification to an existing product that was out there.
You know,
and that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. You don't have to start over or do something that's like creating the wheel. No, don't reinvent the wheel. Find a small change.
You know, that is a very excellent idea that most people overlook. They want to go out and they want to invent something brand new. That's fine. If you can come up with something nobody else has, it is true. The world will beat a path to your door. However, if you can look at an existing product and say, you know what? This is a very good product, but if they did this, they would have a better product. Now, I'm going to go and I'm going to manufacture, or I'm going to arrange, however you want to do it. I'm going to create a company that's going to do this product, but with this little change, this little tweak. And that's exactly what you did. And you created a new marketplace because you made the pick collectible, which is, that was something people weren't doing as far as I know.
No, they weren't doing it. And by looking at it that way, and by testing early on, we realized we could sell these anywhere. They weren't just music stores. They could be 7-Eleven. They could be Walmart. We could sell them anywhere that people were visiting. So we just expanded the market, and it worked out extremely well. But it took a lot of testing, and that's why I want to tell everybody, you can always go overseas to have things made. But sometimes if you stay here in the United States, you can get it done faster. It's going to cost you a little bit more. That's fine, even if you lose money at the very beginning. But you have the ability to change. You have the ability to test, to tweak your product, to tweak your packaging, to get that right mix. And then if it works, then you can always go overseas to drop the price.
Yeah, a lot of corporations are discovering that themselves. Big corporations discovering the same thing.
Yes. They are, and it's just smart business, and the book is really about making smart decisions.
Okay,
so you don't end up.
We got to take another quick break. We'll be right back. I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about how people can contact you for ideas or for help. So stay with me. We'll be back. We have to thank our sponsors. Look at traffic, weather, and then I shall return in a moment.
Cardinal Mooney Football every Friday night on WSRQ Radio, brought to you by Help at Home of Sarasota, your private home health care provider. For more information, go to helpathome.com.
Every now and then, a windfall of cash will come your way out of nowhere. More commonly, though, wealth is accumulated over the course of an amazing lifetime. Nurturing those financial assets is a job for a company you trust. A company with the integrity and experience to persevere and grow your assets. Trust your future financial freedom to a 40-year veteran of Wall Street, nationally syndicated Wall Street newspaper columnist, and registered investment advisor, Lauren Rudd. You know Lauren Rudd. You listen to the Rudd Report Monday through Thursday right here on WSRQ. Let Lauren Rudd review your portfolio and give his opinion on the well-being of your assets. Call 941-706-3449. That's 941-706-3449. Schedule your appointment today for Lauren Rudd International Asset Management to earn your trust. Call 941-706-3449.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free, 800-974-3461. InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest for new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 800-974-3461. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 800-974-3461. That's 800-974-3461.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-509-9545 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-509-9545. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-509-9545. That's 1-800-509-9545.
Hi there. Traffic is a service of Southwest Florida College. Bonita and Gardenia, a crash. The trail in East Bay and Osprey, activity ongoing there from a crash. And 64 to 75 got a crash as well. All these reportedly now no lanes blocked. Southwest Florida College is a community of people who genuinely care about the outcome of each individual person. Check it out. Keep it real. Online, swsc.edu for more information. I'm Dave Aniston here with you. WSRQ, the voice of Sarasota.
From the studios of WSRQ, here's your Suncoast weather bug forecast. I'm Dr. Thayer. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 69, patchy fog after 2 a.m. Tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Mostly sunny, high 85. Tomorrow night, slight chance of rain before 2 a.m., patchy fog after 5 a.m., partly cloudy, low 70. I'm Dr. Thayer, and that's your Suncoast weather from 106.9 FM and 1220 AM WSRQ, the voice of Sarasota.
Cardinal Mooney football every Friday night on WSRQ Radio, brought to you by Coastal Orthopedics. Their doctors are here to help keep your athletes in the game. For information, visit CoastalOrthopedics.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Rudd Report, and I'm Lauren Rudd here every Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 talking to you about my favorite topic, and I hope yours, Wall Street. And today being Thursday, this is my last show for this week. So we have as our guest today Stephen Key, and this is, I mean, he has really a great book out called One Simple Idea for Startups and Entrepreneurs. And Stephen, I got two questions for you, but I always leave this part, this segment of the show for my guest to be able to talk a little bit about how people can get their book, how people can contact them, anything, let's call it a little self-promotion, okay? I have no problem with that. Yeah, I really do. I think that, you know, you've been kind enough to be my guest, talked about what you do. And I don't know, maybe people don't want to, you know, maybe there's nothing they would contact you about. But if people have questions,
sure.
do you have a blog? Do you have a way people can answer, can ask you questions or ask you for advice?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you can find the new book, One Simple Idea for Startups and Entrepreneurs, at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and all bookstores, November 5th.
Okay.
Okay. That's when it's going to be officially launched. And you can also, if you go to my website, Invent, Wright, R-I-G-H-T, that's InventWright.com, you're going to see up there that we have a lot of information there that's absolutely free, that you can learn more about how to bring your product to market. So please go to the site. We have a lot of audios. We do a lot of interviews. People are going to absolutely love it. But what you're also going to notice, that we have a special promotion, November 5th to the 10th, that if you purchase the book, within that period of time, you're going to get all this free stuff. It's tons of it. It's worth thousands of dollars. Please go there, check it out. But also, if you're on Twitter, you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. I love this business. I've been bringing products to market for many, many years through licensing or through venturing. It's a great way of getting that creativity out. It's a great way of making a living, but be careful when you do it. Take some small steps. Find those simple ideas. Don't reinvent the wheel, and you can do it yourself.
You believe in social, in what we call social marketing. I can't think of a better one. I mean, I don't know what the exact wording is.
Yeah.
Because I'm not allowed to use it. So, I mean, but, you know, the Facebook, you know, all of those type of sites.
Yeah, they're, you know what they are? I don't believe, I believe in being very transparent. I believe in giving information away. And I think that's the way the best people that market their services and products is that they give free information. If people want more, they can find more, all right? Because there's so much information on the internet. It's a wonderful tool. It's the greatest library in the world, right? But at the end of the day, the social media, it's really about getting to know companies or people, right? So we treat those as really getting a way to people to know who we are, what we do, what we believe in. But we don't really sell on the social media sites. I don't believe in that. I believe keep them social. And have a good time with that and get to know people, know what they like and they don't like, and build those relationships. Those are long-term loyalty programs that you can do by being on social media. So that's how I see it, and I think that's the future as well.
I would agree. I mean, it's in my business, you're not allowed to use them, so I've never really gotten into them, and I have to admit that, you know, I use my smartphone, you know, as long as it can make phone calls, I consider it to be smart, and I'm very happy with it. I do email with it, but that's as far as it goes. So I have I have the latest cell phone from, or I have the i4S from Apple,
okay,
and it has all kinds of features, none of which I use, but they're on there. It looks nice. So, but yes, I'm a firm believer in marketing. I'm a firm believer in advertising. Sure. I'm a firm believer in face-to-face meetings. I like to see people eyeball to eyeball if I'm going to talk to them about doing business with me. So
I do too.
Ahead.
But you know what's
ahead.
Happened today? People are so busy that they're using all these other ways of communicating. Now, I don't know if it's the best thing, but because I'm old school. I like to shake your hand, look yourself in the eye, and go out to dinner and talk about business.
I'm with you. But I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, and that's why I always tell everybody, hey, go to a trade show. If you really want to know about an industry, want to get up to speed on the industry in 24 hours, go to a trade show, shake hands, get to meet people. You'll absolutely love it. Get out of that office. Go down to retail stores and get out there and do FaceTime. Forget Facebook. Do FaceTime. How's that?
Yeah, you're really right, Stephen. That's the way to do it. Okay, one more time. Tell people how they can get to you. I must have an advanced copy of your book here because, you know, I have the actual one in front of me, which I do appreciate you sending to me. So I thought the book was very, very useful. And, you know, I get a lot of, and sometimes they're very good. Some of them I don't put in the show. I get a lot of self-published books. Your book is published by McGraw-Hill, which means that, you know, you had a real live editor. I mean, you have people, you have a real book here.
The first book, One Simple Idea, that was about licensing, it came out 18 months ago. It's been number one on small business marketing for over 18 months. And it's being translated in five different languages, and it's done extremely well. And I'm very proud of that book. But the second book out that's now is One Simple Idea for Startups and Entrepreneurs. And I think people are going to love it even more. But you can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Find it at all the bookstores. It's going to be it's going to hit the shelves November 5th. Or type in Stephen Key. You'll find me, everyone. But enjoy the book. Learn from it. Get out there. Get off the couch and start your own business. You'll love it.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you on my show. You've been listening to The Rudd Report. I'm Lauren Rudd. I shall return once again Monday, 4 o'clock. And we will see what Friday and the weekend has brought us into the markets. And we will go from there because we'll have one more presidential debate coming up. We have the election coming up. We have economic policies being battered around the debate team. And who knows what we're going to see. Thank you for listening. This has been The Rudd Report.